Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Andros Townsend and his criticism towards Steve Bruce for giving his players an extended rest has been blown out of proportion. The Magpies boss has faced criticism for scheduling a 6 days off following their damaging 3-0 defeat to Brighton last weekend. The result has left Newcastle just 2 points above the drop zone, with 9 matches left to play. The Mail claimed Bruce decided to give his squad Sunday and Monday off, train for 3 days from Tuesday, and then have another break between Friday and the following Monday. The report adds that some Newcastle players were shocked owner Mike Ashley had not sacked Bruce after being outplayed and outfought by the Seagulls. However, former Newcastle star Townsend has leapt to the defence. He told TalkSport they've still got 2.5 weeks until their next game. He gave them 6 days off to refresh, recover and get players back from injury. You've got under 2 weeks to prepare for 9 cup finals. Unfortunately, it's been blown out of proportion. The fans have been misled by the reporting of the journalist. They don't know what goes on at football clubs. I know that every football club gives players at least 6 days off. The situation could get worse for Bruce if more defeats are lined up. Reports claim that Chris Wilder could replace Bruce as manager under pressure at the Magpies after their 3-0 defeat by Brighton. Wilder parted company with Sheffield United on March the 13th, ending a 5-year spell in charge. Reports claim that Ashley is considering replacing Bruce with Wilder in order to ensure the club's Premier League status. This report suggests that Wilder would be interested in the role, of course, with such a big and prosperous club potentially under his hands. And into other news, and Jamal Lewis is one of the players that's on international duty but currently doubts with the game against Northern Ireland versus Italy. Ian Barraclough will make a late call on whether Lewis should be risked. He's one of only 3 players in the squad to be a Premier League regular, but has missed training this week with a groin issue. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.